At the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm speaking with Adam Liska, University of Nebraska, Lincoln. And Adam, you're a panelist here talking about this land use conundrum. And I think it's a very important topic. It's one that has got a lot of people scratching their heads. And I think what we want to do is apply some good information, science, research to this subject. Tell me a little bit, before we get into your topic, about yourself first and what type of work you do.
I'm a professor at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, in the Department of Biological Systems Engineering. And the work that I focus on primarily in the last 5 years have been looking at the life cycle efficiency of producing ethanol, and particularly its energy efficiency and the greenhouse gas emissions that arise from the production of ethanol and how those compare with greenhouse gas emissions from gasoline. That's been the main focus of my research.
Well, here at this conference, the topic of your presentation is uncertainty and indirect land use change emissions from biofuels. That's definitely the uncertainty part is floating out there, I guess. What is it that you want to tell the folks who are participating here about this subject?
Well, the first main idea is that it seems that global agricultural production has increased immensely over the last 50 years, and it's also extensified immensely. And there has been quite a bit of land use change and deforestation, and these are real occurrences globally. And they're largely due to, among other things, increased global agricultural demand. So in general, the idea of increased land use and conversion and greenhouse gas emissions, carbon emissions to the atmosphere from bioenergy and biofuels, that seems to be generally a valid concept. Unfortunately, quantifying that emission is highly uncertain, because what happens is this is done as a projection into the future. So we don't know what's going to happen in the future among many trends. But we can make estimates of the way agriculture is going to perform and land use is going to happen in the future, but we don't know. So to quantify the impact of, say, a biofuel industry on global agricultural markets and land use change is nearly impossible to quantify what this is. There are estimates which have been getting smaller and smaller with more research for corn ethanol. But one of the next major problem is that once you start to look at global changes in indirect emissions, such as land use change is one among many indirect emissions. So you then need to spend additional time investigating all of the other indirect emissions, which may be positive or negative for ethanol. For instance, you would likely see with increased grain prices, increased rice price, which would increase rice fields, which would increase methane emissions. So that's another source of positive emissions associated with corn. But then you'd also see more corn and less soybean, so you'd have more soil carbon sequestration, and you'd have reclamation of dry lands with more carbon sequestration from agriculture. And a number of other factors that would all need to be evaluated globally. Then we have indirect effects from petroleum, which haven't even been quantified. And we've been recently doing some research on the indirect effects of gasoline production, and we believe that those are roughly equivalent to land use change from gasoline. One other important factor, extremely important factor, potentially the most important factor in this whole equation, is livestock. There's been projections that with increased biofuel production, corn prices will rise and livestock stocks around the world will decline. And we've already seen this occurring. So livestock are a major source of methane and nitrous oxide emissions and global warming emissions globally. So changes in livestock could be more significant for global emissions than land use change. And so this is another factor that has received limited attention. So there's a lot of indirect factors, and they all need to receive a lot of attention.
Well, I think what you're pointing out is that, unfortunately, a lot of people are making assumptions, making statements and judgments on something that is really a very complex issue. It's not as simple as just making a blanket statement that's going to apply in all cases, and especially when you consider that we don't know what the future holds, right?
Yes, this topic and subject is extremely complicated. It's extremely uncertain projection in the future, and in order to reduce uncertainty, generally this requires more and more information and an investment to get a better handle on how what these relationships are and how things have been changing. And that investment has just not been there. So this has received limited attention, and in fact, it seems like a lot more of this investment has been coming from oil companies recently. So we believe that maybe this has been somewhat even biased against biofuels, and so we would like to see more equal investment. But the reason why this is a necessity today is, unfortunately, language was put into congressional legislation for regulating biofuels that requires quantification of indirect land use change. Because of that language in congressional legislation, which was passed in 2007, we can't merely neglect this without some kind of serious discussion.
Well, it has a major impact on business, and that includes corn growers, for example, all the way to the companies that might be trying to produce fuel from biomass products like corn, i.e. ethanol. In fact, we've even seen this issue creep up into places you might not expect, like the Girl Scouts manual. They've got one that even has statements about how negative it is to grow corn for biofuels, and statements based on assumptions, again, that really aren't taking into account the kind of research that you're doing, for example. So it is very important. So would you kind of summarize here a little bit, or maybe finalize this, saying that there is a real need for more research into this issue?
Absolutely. There's real research, but to follow up on two of those points, firstly, it seems that a lot of the negativity associated with biofuels comes from coastal negativity towards large-scale agriculture, and we kind of see this direct relationship. The same people that demonize large-scale agriculture, unfortunately, now have chosen biofuels as their next favorite thing to dislike, and there's a lot of misinformation about this. So it's not only more research, but it's needing to make sure this research and proper information is disseminated. As for impacts on the biofuel industry, these regulations are immense because they essentially qualify producers as renewable fuels, which is on the order of a $6 billion subsidy for the industry. So where that doesn't happen, where plants don't meet regulations, this is an extremely negative impact. Additionally, local state markets, which lock out biofuels that don't meet their greenhouse gas standards. For instance, in Nebraska, about 30% of our production goes to California, and this is a $1 billion annual market. So if we're locked out of California market, this could be extremely problematic for the industry.
Absolutely. And just why this is such an important topic, and glad that you're here on this panel to talk about it. Well, thank you very much. That's Adam Liska, who is one of the presenters here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.